This is your daily COVID-19 employee update for April 13th from Donald Gintzig, President and Chief Executive Officer of WakeMed Health and Hospitals.
Hello, this is your update for WakeMed and North Carolina. There's continue to be increasing numbers of cases across North Carolina. Wake County in particular has seen the level of growth start to flatten. And so we are reasonably heartened that we have gone from exponential growth to a more linear growth. Still a lot of concern about making sure that we avoid special cause increases, predominantly around congregate living facilities, nursing homes, et cetera. But so far in North Carolina and in Wake County in particular, we have seen a flattening of that aspect. The number of positive tests based on total tests continues to increase, but part of that is because we are predominantly only testing those with moderate to severe indications, and so you're going to see the testing rate go higher. We continue to see the numbers of patients within the capital region, which we monitor, grow, but again, doing that on a more linear basis. And so we are still very early in the surge process. We have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of patients that still need our care, even though we've curtailed a lot of ambulatory and non-time-sensitive surgery. But we prepare as a system, adapting our masks and other protective equipment. So far, that has reached a better point for us because we haven't seen the volumes and surges that some of the models predicted early on. So far, things are steady and flatter than they have been, and we prepare for the possibility that there could be some surges from some areas, but are hopeful, optimistic, continue to pray that we are able to delay this spread as much as possible and allow us to continue to meet the needs of our community, to protect each other, to get the supply chain working like it's supposed to, and hopefully develop new treatment techniques, vaccines, and other aspects. So, very cautiously optimistic, let me say, about where things are today, the day after Easter, based on where some of the models showed a month ago we would be in North Carolina and Wake County in particular. It looks like a lot of the measures that our community and our state took have helped slow that growth down. So thank you all. Stay safe. We'll continue to refine these, and God bless you all. Have a great day, and thank you.
This has been your daily COVID-19 employee update for April 13th from WakeMed Health and Hospitals. Thanks for listening.